For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. Some of the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Might be a little bit of a faster cast today because I have my daughter coming into town and I haven't seen her for, man, it just dawned on me. It's been almost 4 months, like 3.5 months.
You do realize we have a meeting today.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. At 11.
Oh, yeah. I do realize that. Yeah.
And
I'll be there. I'll be there.
But we have time. We can get stuff done in between now and the meeting. After the meeting, it's kind of like...
Instantly. Yeah.
Got it.
See, yeah, this is weird. Like, work gets in the way of life.
Work gets in the way. That's what it is.
It does. Mm-hmm. And so, my daughter's coming into town. She is already here. She just landed. My wife picked her up. They're going to their favorite coffee place, and then they're going to come by here later. And so I should text them because I got it all out of... Okay, I forgot about the meeting. Even though we just spent 15 minutes talking about what we're going to do in that meeting, I was like, hey, bring me a coffee. And then so I'm like, oh, shoot, I got that meeting. Okay, so I need to text her. But anywho, man, I've messed up this whole thing coming back because she's coming back because a friend of theirs is getting engaged. And so that's why she came back. But she literally has to work in Orlando. So she came back for like a day and a half. It's just so fast. And so I'm trying to cram in time to see her. But yeah, tomorrow we had like a 5-hour meeting video shoot thing. Mm-hmm. And I went upstairs to talk to the digital people. I'm like, I have a problem. This is my only day I'm going to see my daughter really tomorrow for any length of time. Yes.
And true, they had gone through it and asking everyone, is this okay? Is this date okay? And you originally said, yeah, it's fine.
I said, not a problem.
Yeah. When all the time, your daughter was planning on coming that day.
I don't know that her... I'm a little sketchy on the details because I was asking my wife about this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did I mess up here or did she have her plans after I had this meeting?
And no.
Marty thought it was... Marty gave me the benefit of the doubt. She thought it was the other way.
Well, bless her.
So
I'm pretty sure it's not.
So I go up to them and I said, look, I said, I might have a conflict. Can we at least do our stuff first, maybe? And they're like, oh, you're through everything. I'm like, ooh. I said, okay, I gotta figure something out. And then Zach, who used to be on the show, is a great dad. Zach goes, he goes, well, you know what? Family comes first. So, I mean, we'll see what we can do. Maybe we can move this.
What a great thing to say.
I know. And so I go, well, no, hang on a minute. Let me make a call. So I call my wife. I'm like, okay, what is the deal? What does her actual time with us look like? Because I might have been like trying to get everybody to move a meeting that didn't need to be moved because she couldn't because of other commitments, you know. And so my wife's like, no, we're going to see her for this. And I said, okay. I said, they said they can move the meeting. And you know, is that okay if I don't have them move the meeting because it's messing a bunch of people up if I'm not going to get to see her that much anyway and we can do lunch? Mm-hmm. And my wife was like, yeah, that's okay. And so I come back and I go, hey guys, you know what? Work comes first. Leave the meeting where it's at. Don't move it for me. And I'll work out my personal life around this.
Of course.
Yeah. And they ended up moving the meeting because they wanted other... I said, don't move it for me. I'm telling you, don't move it for me.
Don't
inconvenience other people.
I don't need to spend time with the only child that I have. I mean, as she moved out of state.
I know.
And I only see her barely. But I don't need to be there to spend quality time
but
with
I
her.
But I had another commitment.
What? Work comes first.
I had another commitment.
You had another commitment.
I know. And
that
other people.
That you made.
Right.
after you had committed to your daughter.
Possibly. No, we don't know that.
I do know that.
I'm not sure. But like, but I didn't want to affect all these other people's schedules and lives, you know, because if I wasn't there, it was going to throw everything off, which I wish that wasn't the case. I wish I literally could have gone in, done one video, and gone home. Mm-hmm. But they ended up moving the meeting. So I will get to go and have lunch with my daughter and hang out with her tomorrow, which will be really, really cool.
And she'll be like, who are you, sir?
Yeah.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
When she was little, well, I'll tell you, I had a bad problem with being a workaholic. And it's gotten better. I at least offered to move the meeting. But I did come back and I told the digital department, I said, okay, so here's the deal. My wife is the total deciding factor in this. My wife being cool and saying, oh, it's okay. I said, she said.
She's used to disappointment.
Yes. I said, she said, oh, it's not a problem. She didn't say, it's not a problem. So I'm like, the tone meant everything.
The tone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I knew I was good to go. But as it worked out, we're moving it anyway. So.
Because your child would have been like, I have a father.
Yes.
What is his name?
And
what does he look like?
When she gets here, because she is super sensitive to this kind of stuff. Because when she was little, one time I had a long day and I came home and I just wanted to watch The Office. All I wanted to do was just watch The Office. And I'm sitting down and she's like, hey, come on, let's play. You want to color? Want to play Barbies? I'm like, and
that's like me and you.
Yeah. When you come into work.
Hey, what did you do last night? Hey.
And so I go. Hey, honey. If it's not too much trouble, can I just watch this episode of The Office first, and then we can play? And she looks at me. She was like 8 years old. And she goes, huh? So The Office is more important than your daughter. Okay. And she walked away. And so I turned off the TV and I begrudgingly went and played. And I made her feel guilty about it. But,
of course you did.
So if you see her today, if she comes in here today, I need both of you to not bring this up is what I'm getting at.
But you realize that'll be the first thing I bring
You're the worst. You're the worst. You want to destroy my daughter? You don't have to care about me. It will destroy
her.
How
is I the one destroying your daughter when you're the one that's responsible for her? You should put your relationship with your only daughter, your only child, first before a job.
If she paid me, like, here, they pay for her great life. So I owe the company. I know. I owe the company something. doesn't mean I don't love her. But anyway, let me see. Let's get into some stuff here. Did you see that news story of that Airbnb battle? It was a high school group of kids that rented out Airbnb.
I did.
And it turned into a fight, and like three people were shooting, and like 23 second running gun battle of like 50 shots, and a couple of people were hurt, and just anarchy. And as I started thinking about this, and like cars that had nothing to do with this had bullet holes in them, and it was a nice neighborhood and stuff too. So you're like, wow, that would be a little terrifying. It'd be terrifying in any neighborhood. I don't want it to come off like that. But it was kind of like unexpected in this little suburb, you know, that looks upper class, that you would have this gun battle there. And so it was weird. But then I'm sitting there thinking, you know, a parent would have had to rent that Airbnb, right?
You would think, because I'm sure that there's like an age.
Yeah.
There is for renting a car.
I mean, can you beat the system and lie about it? You know, it's all online.
Don't you have to be 25 to rent a car?
Yeah, and you're not supposed to have parties. That's a big Airbnb no-no. Mm. And so I was curious, like, and they have, like, police are like, yeah, we don't have a lot to go on. Like, how do you not have a lot to go on? Yeah, you had, you know, 50 kids at this thing, and you can't pressure these kids to tell you what's going on.
It's a lot of witnesses.
Yeah, it seems crazy to me. There was a Ring doorbell camera that captured it on camera.
Well, they don't want to be considered a snitch, so I'm sure word would get back to them if they told anything. Like, it's bad.
And you've already seen how they deal with conflict. I mean, it's crazy that this happened. And I actually thought about doing an Airbnb for a while. I thought, you know, it's a good passive form of income. Buy a place, fix it up, and then rent it out.
I
decided against it for things like this.
Yeah.
The more I look at, like, even renting, like doing a rental. I mean, it's a nightmare. If somebody doesn't pay their rent to get them out, it costs you a bunch of money and they can destroy stuff and you have no recourse, you know, and especially now with all the renter stuff that the Biden administration had done before, it swung the pendulum to the opposite side and it got really bad. But like, it's like, I don't want to do anything that involves dealing with the public as like a side hustle, because just too many things can go wrong. And it's like, I would have to be making such large sums of money to make it worth it for the headache. But if you're doing something where you're making a little bit of extra money, it's not worth dealing with people. That's the sad part of our society. People just aren't worth dealing with.
Right. And I know that you feel the same way about like Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
When I find things that you think, oh, I'm just trashing. I'm like, no, I want to try and sell it. But I have had those experiences where I'm like, surely everyone has common sense.
No, they do not.
They don't.
No.
They really don't. I mean, selling furniture on Facebook Marketplace, I've had people come and pick it up in a four-door sedan, and they've already got a refrigerator in the trunk. You're like, how do you expect to put this dresser in your back
seat? I'll get it. I'll just wiggle it. I'll get it in there. So,
it's just insane.
People, like, dealing with the public at large, I don't see how people do it, honestly. It is.
You couldn't be in customer service.
No. No, I'd be the worst at it. Because I'd be like, really? Like, how about you take some personal responsibility here? You know, I'd give you a dose of
reality.
I couldn't
do it either.
You know, like with Facebook Marketplace, I mean, I donate or give away thousands of dollars worth of stuff every year when I'm like wanting to get rid of stuff, because I don't want to deal with the headaches. Gavin's been a recipient of a couple things, you know? And it's like, I would much rather do that and give it to somebody that's going to use it and enjoy it than the headaches of selling it for $25 to somebody, you know, that's going to come and complain about something anyway. Mm-hmm. I think I've sold a couple things on Facebook Marketplace or Virage Sale, and that was enough for me to go, okay, I'm not doing that ever again.
Yeah.
But good for you, like, for still doing it, like, even putting up with the headaches.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And finally, this is kind of funny. It's like irony. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he got fined the other day. Like, who fines the Prime Minister? That would be like us fining the president. You know, police did an investigation into his illegal parties and gatherings held at his residence and other government premises during coronavirus lockdowns.
We're finding this more and
more. Yeah, we are.
That they are setting they're telling us as the public, you need to do this, but yet they're not doing it themselves.
Absolutely. So he is the first sitting prime minister in UK's history to have broken a law while in office, which the only thing it made me think of is maybe he's trying to become an American politician, because our people seem to do it all the time, man.
That's true.
And so the hypocrisy of doing these kind of things is it's rampant. I mean, you got like Newsom out in California, the governor there, he was holding parties. He even set aside some of the zoning of the rules to get around a property he owned so that he could do this. Like, insanity that they were doing this stuff. And when I remember him going to a football game where he wasn't wearing a mask, and they asked him about it, like, well, here you don't have to. And it's like, well, wait, if the science is good for not transmitting the disease and then you're coming back to California, you should be beholden to that. But you're just doing whatever you want to do,
it's
and you're making kids wear masks at school. It's insanity.
It's not right.
That is what is going to lead to rebellion if whatever happens, you know, corona, and they try to come back hardcore. I think you're going to see the place get torn apart. Like between, you're going to see an even bigger divide in people, which sadly, during a health crisis, should have brought us together. Like, let's all fight this together, but it didn't. It became political and it divided us. 9/11 brought us together, you know, for a little bit. And sadly, then we always have a short memory and we are fragmented again.
Mm-hmm.
But this one here, man, I don't see any real long-term good coming out of anything else out of this. So, what do you got, Lady Rock?
This is exciting news.
Yes.
So the season 4 trailer for Stranger Things was just released. See what you think.
You guys far from Hawkins. Because I thought you'd be safe. Is coming. I'm afraid your friends at Hawkins are very much in the eye of the storm.
I don't have my powers.
He doesn't have her powers.
I don't know how to say this other than just to say it.
Just say it.
Without you, we can't win this war.
Ah!
What war?
Hell!
You have lost.
Ah! Ah! What is that? What is that demon thing at the end?
I'm not sure if that's Hopper.
Well,
what
I don't
in the
it
world.
It could be Hopper.
So I don't think it is.
But I
don't know though.
I think Hopper's gonna make it because they can't. Oh, I'm ruining this. I'm spoiling a lot.
Okay, I have never seen a single episode of this. Okay. I've heard if you like the '80s and '80s music, it's great.
I think you would love it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like. I was surprised that I even liked it because I didn't think I would. But it's got the 80s nostalgia with the cars and the mullets and the, you know, all
is it
that
like
stuff.
A sci-fi thing?
Yeah. It's kind of like a comic book-ish sci-fi thing, but it's a bunch of boys that are trying to save their town
and
from
especially
the upside down.
Especially within season one. I think it calmed down a little bit after season one. Season one has like some slight horror elements to it that I think can be freaky. I think if you're not too,
I would say season three had more than one.
Maybe. So throughout the show, though, there are moments when you're just kind of like maybe closing your eyes a little bit. It's like a little freaky, but you can get through.
I understand where that's coming from.
Sure, it's fine. Hey. It's more like a clown party.
Come on,
it's a clown party.
It's freaky.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
I haven't seen any. I haven't seen
I think
any
you
of it.
Should.
Okay,
I'm,
I should.
I'm excited about
well,
it.
That
I
devil
love
demon thing at the end scared me.
Yeah, that's new. That's not something Hopper. That's followed from. I. That's a good theory. I actually am curious.
I just don't think that that'll get.
Okay, well, there you go. I guess you guys are watching it. I'm probably, I will watch. I will watch like a little bit. I need to do
you
that
should.
This weekend. I'll watch one or two to see if I like it.
But before you watch it, make sure you spend time with your only child.
Yes, I would. She just texted me. Well, we already ordered your coffee, waiting on her to go, and then we're headed there. And I'm like, I got a meeting at 11, so okay. But they can shop while they're up here, and then we can go to lunch. So anyway, I'm a bad dad. Okay, birthdays. Oh, speaking of me being horrible, here we go. I got a birthday here, and it is from April 9th. We're in April, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
April 13th.
Yeah. See, I missed this one, and the shout out came
is
in
it your own
to my
birthday?
Email. You would think that was mean. Like
but
you would
justified.
Think I would have it, but I thought this came in. I was in the wrong month, and I'm like, oh, the 9th. Like I'm thinking it's. Not April. I'm thinking this was for May 9th.
You have no concept of time.
I don't.
You come in all the time thinking, I thought it was Wednesday.
I do.
Thought it was Thursday. I thought it was Friday.
All the time. And so I'm like, oh, wow, they're really early. But okay, good on them. It's for May 9th, and we'll take care of this when we get there. So I've had it on my desk this whole time. And then I don't know why I looked at it today just to make sure I was getting close to the date. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm 4 days late. So I am so sorry. CJ, happy birthday. Turning 26. At least it's
wow,
not a
geez,
kid.
CJ, nice. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
At least it's not a little he kid like eight-year-old kid that's like gonna lose his mind. So CJ, happy birthday.
How old is he turning?
26. Belated. 26. Not your family's fault. 100% my
CJ,
fault.
Probably he crying at
loves
night.
Loves the Lord. He works for 3ABN Ministry. I don't even know what that is, but he sounds
this
like
would be the best birthday ever.
A better
and then
person
the one
for me.
Person that was left. Wish him a happy birthday.
You gotta alter your expectations at 26. You can't be so reliant. On
I feel like I should cancel my plans with my daughter today and go hang with CJ.
I think you should. And you know what? Your daughter will understand because she wouldn't know the difference anyway.
Work comes first.
Yeah, work comes first.
Oh, so good. All right, what do you got, Rock?
All right.
Besides a heaping helping of judgment.
Cindy wants to wish her twin grandchildren, Mila and, or it could be Mila, not sure.
Probably
and
Mila.
Jonah a happy birthday. They're turning 6 years old.
Yay!
And we got it on time.
Nice.
Yes.
You're a professional, Rock.
The question is, what is your favorite animal and why? I'll tell you my favorite, hands down, it's cats.
Oh, okay. So not like an exotic animal.
No.
I'm
going to
go
just,
exotic.
I just love them. I mean, everyone I've seen, I'm like, even if they're hairless, I still want to hug it.
I do like hairless cats. There's a TikTok video that's funny because they go, look at this cat, and they show it from the feet up, and it's like hairy, blah, 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 blah. And then they get up, and it's a surprise, and it's this hairless-headed cat, and the rest of him on his back is hairless, and he's got these bent whiskers. It looks like some 800-year-old man.
Yes.
Yeah,
it.
And I'm like, oh, Betty would love him.
I would.
Would love him forever.
I love them so much. I love how they purr. I love how they give themselves baths. I think it's so cute. I love how lovable they are.
You were in earlier than normal today. Is that because
you
Beans got you up and...
No.
Okay.
Once again,
Do you keep him up at night?
I'm keeping him up. He's like a toddler.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead to the world by 8 o'clock, but that's how I want him.
That's how we all need to be on this schedule.
Yeah. I mean, No, I'm just trying to give myself a little more time in the morning.
There you go. All right.
What about you?
Gavin, pet.
Oh, pet dog, obviously. But if I'm going favorite.
But it used to be not.
Well, I was scared of them.
Yeah.
But now I am. The best things in the world. But if I'm going to go favorite animal and I'm going to go exotic on this thing, I'm going to go with a moose.
Oh, yeah. They're dangerous, though.
But they're bigger than life, which is something that I can never aspire to be from like a height standpoint and physicality. But it's just like every time I see a moose, I'm thinking, oh, that's just a moose. And then you're next to them and they're massive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just stand above the rest. They're good old Canadians, and they're pretty cool.
I thought Betty was going to go with bear because she loves
bears. Well, if I had to go exotic, I would go with bear. I love grizzly bears. Yeah. It's one of the first things they're I plan on doing when I get to heaven is hugging a grizzly bear. Because they're fat and they're so fluffy.
How funny would it be if, like, God, because he has a sense of humor, it's like you get to heaven and you're like, oh my gosh, there's a grizzly bear. I'm gonna hug it right now. And as you're running over there, he's like, hey, real quick, I didn't. And you're like, it's too late. You're hugging it. And he's like, oh yeah, bears are still bears in heaven. And it just mauls you.
That'd be pretty bad. But I also love just woodland creatures in general, like foxes and squirrels and raccoons. So
I still would go kangaroo. I'm fascinated by them, and it drives me crazy that Australians hate them. Like, they don't like the kangaroo.
Kind of mean.
Yeah, I would like a kangaroo or a dolphin. If I had enough room, a dolphin would be awesome because I think they genuinely like people.
I think they do too.
Because they're smart.
I saw a video once of a dolphin that someone had dropped their cell phone out when they were reaching over a boat.
Yeah.
It dropped out of their shirt pocket or something. And the dolphin somehow knew to go and get it, retrieve it, and bring it back
up. Amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing. I watched a girl in Venice drop her phone into the canals of Venice. She was praying that there was a dolphin. No dolphin. It was so funny. She leaned over and you just hear, oh no! And then plunk, and you just watch it. And their water is so grimy, like you can't see the bottom.
Oh.
And it's silty. And so it just sank. And there were people that were bringing over like baskets trying to fish this thing out. She never got it back.
Wow.
It was just gone that
fast. Do you remember during COVID when it first started, they said something about because there weren't any boats or people that were around, the water cleared itself.
It cleared it up.
And then they were seeing actual like animals going through the canal. Do you remember that?
It was crazy.
I forget what it was. It might have been dolphins. I don't remember.
There were a few things like that the world got cleaner and a little better because there was less of us out doing stuff. It was insane. But I do remember that story. All right, well, I think that's going to have to do it for your aftercast. I got to get to that real important, all so special meeting, and then see my daughter.
And then just your daughter.
All right, that's going to do it for your aftercast, and thanks for being a potty.